Monday, March the 13th, 2006. Tips from the Top Floor, number 104. Photoshop Corner, number 9.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Hi, this is John Cornell from JC Photography here in Salem, Massachusetts. I just want to say that it's a great place to check out Tips from the Top Floor and talk to different people on the forum. So guys, check out the forum and the boards on Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks, Chris.
I'm back from a week in Amsterdam, and on today's show I'll talk a bit about baby photography. There's a brand new Photoshop corner for you. This time it's about layer magic, and well, I guess that's gonna be all the content of today's show.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Oh, believe it or not, I'm back. The most important thing, and man, have I missed podcasting. Hope you put the time last week to some good use. It's been a relaxing week for myself and Rebecca. We visited my sister and her family in Amsterdam. Her newborn son is now about 2 months old, and yeah, we spend a lot of time playing with him as well as taking loads of pictures, and therefore baby photography will be the topic on the next show. And I brought some great tips and tricks back home and some cute baby pictures as well. As most of you know, I'm in the process of setting up my new media production company by the name of Top Floor Productions, and well, there's only 3 weeks to go until the grand opening, and that's 3 weeks with about 10,000 different things to take care of. My to-do list is getting longer and longer by the day, and I keep finding new detail that I have to take care of and look at. And in order to buy myself a bit of time for that, I've decided to reduce the show to 2 shows per week until then. The next one will be up on Thursday and then again on Monday. But rest assured, I'll pick up the 3 shows per week schedule again after April the 9th, when I'll actually start podcasting from my new Top Floor offices. But enough about the news. Here's today's Photoshop Corner, and I encourage you to go over to tipsfromthetopfloor.com/psc to read along and look at the screenshots that really help understand some of the concepts explained. And you might have noticed that I had originally planned to talk about halo control for today's Photoshop Corner, but as I've already covered that on Photoshop Corner number 4, where I talked about sharpening, I have something different for you on today's
Tips from the Top Floor Photoshop Corner.
On today's Photoshop Corner, we'll talk about a few things that you can do better with layers than with some of the more traditional tools. Blending modes are the key to many layer operations, and depending on which modes you choose, you can get quite some different results. Here's a first use for layers to brighten up an image without actually using the contrast and brightness tool or curves. Simply duplicate the image layer by dragging it to the new layer icon on the bottom of the layers palette, then set the new layer's blending mode to screen. You can then adjust the strength of the effect by changing the layer opacity, and you can even use a layer mask in order to restrict the effect to certain areas of the image only. And if you run one of the bigger Photoshop versions apart from Photoshop Elements, a curves layer will actually do the same thing for you with the added bonus of not substantially increasing the size of the file. Just create a curves layer, click OK, and then set its blending mode. By changing the blending mode to multiply, you can actually get an inverse effect and darken your image. And by trying one of the overlay, hard light or soft light modes, you'll increase your image's contrast. And again, using a layer mask will allow you to localize the effect to parts of your image only. And here's a very good application of layers that will allow you to make darker areas of your image brighter and darken down bright ones. I use this method a lot for very high contrast images, because of its natural look. First, you duplicate your image to a new layer. Then you go to Image Adjustments and desaturate this new layer. This will make you end up with a black and white image. Then you go to Image Adjustments again and invert the layer. Now don't be afraid of how it looks right now, because we'll continue to set the blending mode of this layer to overlay. Now again, we are not quite done yet, because now on this strange looking thing, we use some Gaussian blur on the top layer. The amount depends on the size of the image, and for an 8 megapixel image, a blur value of about 60 pixels is a good start, but you'll have to experiment, and depending on the content of the image, you might have to use higher or lower blur values. And last but not least, adjust the opacity of the new layer in order to adjust the effect. I really love this method of equalizing brightness in an image because, first of all, it can really bring out the details in the dark areas, and it can help you control the high areas, the brighter areas. And I really feel it looks much more natural than many of the other methods out there, including Photoshop's shadow highlight adjustment. Well, and in the end, it's up to you to try out different blending modes for different pictures and see what they do. You'll be amazed at the results you can get by experimenting in this area of Photoshop. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Talk to you again on Thursday in a brand new episode about baby photography. And if you want to leave feedback about the show, you can post on the Tips from the Top Floor forum or leave a voicemail at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. My name's Chris Mockward. Talk to you again on Thursday. Stay subscribed and happy shooting!